Okay, so I've been giving this a little bit of thought, and you saying it right then made me think about it again. You said, "I don't even want this."
Right.
And this is one of our favorite sayings
Right,
on the
sure.
pod. There's a background, "I don't even want this."
Yes.
We have actually told this story before on the pod, but I took it out.
Right.
I feel like it's time that we can do it.
I think that's okay.
Can we do it?
Sure.
All right, you've got to tell it. It's your story. I know you
No,
weren't prepared for this.
I wasn't.
You got to get your
I didn't
heads.
get a chance to get my notes together.
And the further away, or the farther away we get, come on, Cam Johnson, further, farther. The farther away, right? Further away?
You're talking about time, so I
Yeah,
think that's further.
further.
FAR is distance.
Yeah. So the further away we get from it, like I feel like the details are going to start to get
Oh,
hazy.
yeah, no doubt about
I mean,
that.
I feel like this has to happen.
I'm hazy right now. Okay, so this story takes place as many great
Hold on.
stories do.
Should Mr. Goosehunkers play this story out, or is this just a separate story?
Don't know. That's up to you.
I'd say Mr. Goosehunkers is involved.
Okay.
So, cue up Mr. Goosehunkers, because Adam's story starts like this.
It was, not surprisingly, a bone-chillingly cold evening in Chestnut Hill.
Where many great stories begin.
The Tar Heel basketball Warriors had journeyed to Boston College to face Al Skinner.
Oh, just to put a little window of time on this
Yeah, I'm
bad boy
giving
for
you,
you.
I think we're thinking 2008, 9, somewhere in
Yeah.
there, right in that time frame. The Tar Heel, it was a night game on a weekday. The Tar Heels won the game. However, as often happens in Boston College, there was some inclement weather.
Yeah, made things tricky.
The winds were chilly that night, my friend. The snow was potentially going to fall,
Yep.
and there was some concern about whether people would be able to leave the area.
Would we all be caught in Chestnut Hill for a long period of time, or would we be able to join civilization down in Chapel Hill? We didn't know.
My guess is we've spent more time in Chestnut Hill
Worried about
worried about
that.
not being able to leave than any other place in the ACC. That would be my guess. So, one person who was not able to leave was Mr. Dick Vitale. And
A diaper dandy, some say.
his assistant, friend,
Yeah.
former Dodgers pitcher. I can't remember his name, but he was a former pitcher for the Dodgers.
It really didn't make any sense, that part.
Just those two.
Yeah.
Whoever did the play-by-play for that game, I don't know what happened to them. We arrived back at the airport to find Dick Vitale and former Dodgers pitcher. It was not Sandy Koufax.
No. I'm trying to remember who it was, but I can't.
Couple steps below Sandy Koufax. It was not Oral Hershiser. Mr. Dick Vitale was extremely upset that he was not going to be able to leave due to the weather or some other circumstance that was a little unclear.
Yep.
So it was eventually decided that Dick Vitale would travel part of the way home with us because North Carolina is closer to home than Chestnut Hill for Dick Vitale. His home's in Florida.
Right.
Therefore, we boarded the plane. I happened to be across the aisle from Dick Vitale and his assistant slash friend, whose name was former Dodgers pitcher. And it had been a late game. And it, as you know, if you go to many of these late games, it doesn't matter if it starts at 7, 8, or 9. When the game is over, you feel like it's dinner time. Or perhaps breakfast time, depending on exactly what's happening. You're hungry. Well, Mr. Dick Vitale, he was hungry too. Luckily, former Dodgers pitcher had gotten them some food in the little plastic carry-on, the carry-out case.
Yeah.
So as the plane taxis down the runway, and begins its ascent into the stormy clouds. Former Dodgers pitcher. I feel like it was something like Tom Candiotti, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Tom Candiotti.
In that realm.
Right.
So this person begins passing out the food, and he hands Dick Vitale what he had ordered, which turned out to be a salad.
A sensible choice.
A healthy choice for a late night meal.
Yeah, for Dickie V.
That's what you would expect. So the plane begins to go up. Dick Vitale looks at his salad. He's a little angered by this salad because there is, I believe there was no silverware / plasticware, and also there was something not on the salad that he wanted, but I can't remember what it was. Let's say tomatoes. No tomatoes on Dick Vitale's salad. Dick Vitale goes from jovial diaper dandy.
Right, the normal Dick Vitale.
Happy-go-lucky, yeah. Great guy to be around. He goes from that to Billy Packer in 0.2 seconds. He is frustrated by the salad. He slams down the carry-out container, pushes it back across at former Dodgers pitcher, and says, "I don't even want this." Leaving former Dodgers pitcher with an uneaten salad and an angry Dick Vitale.
Yeah.
"I don't even want this." And ever since then, whenever something is...
Like the Louisville game. "I don't even want this."
Right. Like, "Here, I'm going to give you back the Louisville game" in an angry fashion. "I don't even want this Louisville game. I don't even want these yellow Skittles." You can use it in any part of your life, really. And we have done that since then. I mean, it's one of those things, like many things from Chestnut Hill, that have lived forever.
Well, it's like it's almost like "See You Later, Big Grits." It's gone beyond the origin of the story, and now it is its own entity.
Right. It's expanded out into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the ultimate would be if, like, Berlingo said, "I don't even want this." Then "I don't even want this Big Grits." Then you'd have, like, the whole world in one little phrase. It would be perfect. And in, like, 10 more years, we'll tell you about Berlingo. But for now, that's when Dick Vitale got angry and said, "I don't even want this." And I've said that probably at least weekly since then.
That's like, and I don't even remember the story, but our good friend Ken Cleary has some funny story where the punchline is like this person, whoever it was. And again, I don't remember the story at all. But the punchline was the person just goes, everything's wrong. And so now when things are going poorly, again, like the Louisville game, everything's wrong. I don't even want this. Thank you, Dick Vitale, for again adding to our popular culture.
A very nice guy.
Very nice guy.